Same man, it's your girl, it's Yaya man, and I'm back with another podcast. So today I'm gonna talk about a little something different, and I'm gonna talk about hair. And you know, I'm a 3A, probably 3B-ish girl, 3B, 3C girl. And today I was walking and there was these group of girls that had probably like a 2A, 2B texture of hair. And this really pretty girl on campus walked past and she might have had like a 4A, 4B hair texture. And she had like her fro out. And they had the audacity to say, oh my God, her hair is so nappy. Okay, so I got a little heated for the girl because, like, I think all hair textures are amazing. Like, 4A, 4C, 4B hair can do stuff my hair can't do. Like, but 4B, 4C hair, like, any texture in the 4s, they twist outs be bomb. Like, my hair texture is, like, it's thick. But, like, the texture is, like, wavy. I have, like, a wavy, curly texture. And so, like, some things my hair can do, the other texture can't do. And some textures, the other people's textures can do, I can't do. And so, I thought her hair was really pretty. Like, she had this beautiful fro. And she was, you know, she was rocking it. And I just was, like, I just listened to them as they were just saying, oh my God, her hair is so nappy. I don't know why she came out here looking like that. You know, like, I just like, bro, you gonna let her embrace who she is and love herself? Because, like, I don't understand. Us black women, we like to talk about other people and their hair choices. If they want to wear their hair in a fro and stuff, let them do that. I'm tired of hearing that just because I got 3A, 2A, whatever textured hair, that that's good hair. Good hair isn't 2B, 3A, 3C. No. All hair is good hair, in my opinion. Because, like I said, four textured hair can do things my hair can't do. And at the end of the day, I am not my hair. India Ari said it, y'all. I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no. I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am the soul that lives within. So, anyway, so I continue to let them talk about this girl. And so, me being very opinionated and trying to get out of, you know, not talking and, like, hearing people talk about other people, it bothers me. So, I just jumped in the conversation. I was like, hey, I think her hair was cute. They're like, you thought that was cute? And I was like, yeah, I think her hair was cute, you know? I like that she embraced her fro, even though, you know, it's not to y'all expectations of what good hair, quote unquote, is. I think it was cute. And they're like, girl, I guess, you know, like, she could have at least did her edges or at least did this and that. I'm like, she don't have to do her edges. You know, there's women out here that choose to not do their edges or choose to not wear their hair edge, like, laid down. Like, some people just like to have their edges, whatever, like to have their edges free. As me, your girl love a good baby hair, love a good slick down. So yeah, I mean, that's just some people, people have their own ideas of what they want their hair to look like. And so, like, your opinion doesn't matter. Your opinion of what somebody's hair should look like doesn't matter. Nah. if you got a sew-in and your leave-out nappy, but your sew-in straight, then we got a problem because you don't have real friends and they let you be out here looking like that. Now, we do need to talk about that. But again, with the natural hair, I feel like all hair is good hair. Whether it be wavy, straight, or coily, all hair is good hair, okay? Whether you have you like your baby hair slick, or you like your baby hair is running free, all hair is good hair, okay? So stop letting these people dictate and make you feel less of a person because you want to rock your fro, rock your puffs. Whatever. Do what you want to do with your hair. You are not your hair. You are the reflection. Your hair is just your crown. But at the same time, what you want to do with your hair is on you. And don't worry about other people's opinions. You know, everybody has their own opinions of what they think hair should look like. But to me, I love all hair textures. I love the coily. I love the straight. I love the wavy. I love the curls. Everything is beautiful to me because, you know, like I said, done four textured twist outs be bomb, bro. They're bomb. So bomb. So bomb. Okay. And I don't know, I just really feel like I need to talk about that. And it really bothered me because all hair is good hair. Okay, I'm going to say it one more again. One more again. From 2 to 4 or 5. I don't know if there's a 5B, 5C texture. I don't know if there's such thing. But from 2 to 4, all hair is beautiful. You know, like, don't at anybody, don't make nobody feel less of themselves because of their hair texture. That is rude. That is disrespectful. We supposed to be women. We supposed to uplift one another. I think they was hating because they was hating. You over here talking about this woman who is loving herself, minding her business, walking through this building. And you have the audacity to say, she should have laid her edges. Oh, her hair is nappy. She should have did something to that. No. She is minding her business. She is carefree just like her hair. Period. I'm gone because I'm getting heated again. As usual, I want to end it by thanking you guys for listening to this podcast. Sorry if the recording kind of went in and out towards the end. I was walking and talking at the same time. I think I was so heated, I just needed to go ahead and record what I had to say before I forgot what I had to say. So, yeah, sorry for that. Next time, I'll wait till I get home. But, yes, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for listening to the week before last podcast. I got a lot of good feedback on it. And I just really appreciate you guys. And y'all have a great week. And yeah, catch you on the next podcast.